The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And it's The Hard Shoulder with Anton in for Kieran. If you were listening to Josh Crosby's report earlier on in the programme, you will have heard how rising food costs are now the new normal, and if anything, they are likely to continue to go up rather than turn in the other direction. We are joined by Dr. Aileen McGloin, who is the Director of Nutrition with Safe Food, and she's here to tell us the best ways to eat healthy despite rising costs. Aileen, presumably it is more expensive to eat well than eat badly.
Yeah, I think it's really important that we acknowledge that, Anton. A recent report from the UK from the Food Foundation showed that for every 1,000 calories that we eat, it was twice as much to eat healthy food compared to the unhealthy food. So I think it's really important to acknowledge that anyone who is living on a tight budget is going to find the current food prices very, very challenging.
So what advice and recommendations would you make as to how to navigate them?
There's a lot of things that we can do to help. So our website is safefood.net, and on that we've broken down really nicely the kind of decision points where you can make a difference to your food budget. So shopping is the obvious one, but that begins before you even go shopping. So having that list, checking your cupboards to make sure you know what's there and what you need, and using up anything that will go out of date is a really good start. So that helps you keep your bill lower when you go to the shop, but also save on the food waste, because we waste about €700 worth of food each year per household. So that's, you know, something that people can keep an eye on as well.
And in terms of the choices you make then when you get into the supermarket, because fresh vegetables can be expensive, fresh proteins can be very expensive. Do you suggest heading for beans and pulses and that kind of crack?
You're right, yeah. So some of the most expensive items in the shopping basket are going to be your fruit and veg and your fresh meats. From a fruit and veg perspective, you can buy those in season, so that can really help. And the supermarkets are getting better at having those fruits and veg on offer, and probably, you know, right in front of you when you get into the store. So have a look at the offers on fruit and vegetables. On the meats, what people find really useful is using the cheaper cuts of meats that might need a bit more cooking. So something like a slow cooker, a stew that will go a little bit further, and you can bulk that out with the pulses that you mentioned earlier. So that's one way of doing it. Egg is also a cheap protein food. So when you get home, of course, storing is really important. So we do advise people to try to cook in bulk if you can. That depends on the kind of equipment and space, of course, you have in your living situation. But if you can buy in bulk, and then freeze it, then that food is going to go that little bit further. And of course, you're saving yourself in efficiency and time in the cooking that you do as well. So storing food carefully is really important. And then even cooking food that you know can be used later in the week. So let's say you have a cooked chicken that might be used for a curry later in the week. It might be used for sandwiches. And you might even be able to make a soup if you have time to do that as well.
And
there's ways to make it stretch.
You said there was details on the website of further suggestions. What's the website again?
Safefood.net.
Aileen, thank you very much. Dr. Aileen McGloin, Director of Nutrition with Safe Food.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.